about Houdat Nation, man? Let's get vocal about this. What about Houdat Nation? Same. What are we gonna do with them? What are they 2-3? 3-2?
I don't know what their record is, but they sorry.
Hey, 3-2. Yeah, they lucked up and won last night.
Yeah, they in trouble.
Like, they didn't win last night. The Chargers just lost.
I think the Chargers got too conservative playing with
them. They up 23 to, what was it? 23-7?
No,
20-3. And you lose 30-27? Unbelievable, man. Anthony Lynn, last year, they was calling for his job, and we felt bad for him. The man gonna end up losing his job. It ain't his fault. Mm-hmm. It's his fault this year.
I ain't gonna say it's his fault this year. He got a young quarterback.
B.A., it's his fault. It's his fault.
No.
The only way this man's job is going to be safe as a black man, as a head coach in national football.
Well,
man.
Now that's a different
thing. Yeah. See, you know, you don't like to make everything black and white. I look at it. He's a black coach in the National Football League. He took a quarterback that was starting that's 1-0, Tyrod Taylor.
Oh, no, damn. You got to play the youngster, man.
Tyrod Taylor.
You got to go through the grind with the youngster.
Listen, let me play it out. Tyrod Taylor started game one. Tyrod Taylor's getting ready to play game two. They stick a daggone needle down through his lung and all that craziness happens. He can't play. They didn't hurt him. The team doctor hurt him. Mm-hmm. The team doctor hurt him.
Right.
The man can't get his job back when he come back.
Nah, he can sue him.
That's what he got to do.
He can sue him. That's about it.
That's wrong, B.A.
Nah, it's wrong, yeah.
But it goes a step further. This is why Anthony Lynn, I'm looking at him crazy because you're a black man, right? A rarity to be a head coach in the NFL.
Oh, yeah.
He had a black quarterback. A rarity in the NFL. Mm-hmm. It's growing more, but it's a rarity.
Yeah.
So you went to a black quarterback that you brought in, that you voted unanimously to be the team captain. Everybody voted him to be the captain. Mm-hmm. The captain of your team, you took his job from here when the team doctor hurt him. You're not going to win no ball games, Anthony Lynn. That's why you lost last night. You're high on this young guy that you drafted, 6th overall. I get it. But if you wanted him playing, you should have started him in game one.
Nah, I don't mind.
But yeah, he made the switch.
He doing the right thing.
He made the switch and then lost 4.
Yeah, but he doing the right thing.
So, you going to make him a good quarterback for this coach?
It don't matter. The rookie got to play.
Why?
Because he got to play.
Why, B.A.?
Because he's able to play. He's good enough to play. He got to play.
What's wrong with Tyrod?
Hey, man, listen.
Tyrod won that game last night.
Yeah, but it ain't about wins and losses when you got a rookie quarterback. It just ain't. You know, that's when he know that. He know it's not about wins and losses.
What are you talking about? It's always about wins and losses when you're the head coach.
No, but
you talking about player development. That rookie quarterback will get him fired.
No, but he's playing a rookie quarterback. How you can't expect him to win if he's got a rookie quarterback out there?
You ever heard of Hugh Jackson?
I get what you're saying.
What are you talking about?
I get what you're saying.
Wins and losses is the only you are your record.
No.
You are
not when you start on a rookie quarterback.
He won it for him, yeah.
Okay, he won it for with a rookie quarterback.
He got Keenan Allen.
But he got a rookie quarterback. That all you know that don't matter. What you got around him don't matter.
So the owners are going to say, oh, we're going to take it easy on you because you got a rookie quarterback.
Yes. That's what they
focus on. The only hope he has with that is if the owners are the one that made him put him in there. There's no way. B.A., how do you go to that man?
But yeah.
Okay, stop right there. Did. You. Don't go to Anthony Lynn. You. If you're Anthony Lynn in his seat, how do you go to Tyrod Taylor and tell him, hey, man, I'm gonna stay with this other guy.
Yeah, you got to.
We lost with him the last.
Dude look good. He's showing flashes.
We lost the last 4 weeks. But he look good.
No, but he's showing flashes of good being a good quarterback.
What about what I did, coach? I worked my ass off.
Yeah, but that's not your time.
How?
Because he ain't good enough. He's not. Listen, this is what you gotta realize.
He black.
No, I mean, I get that.
No, I don't get that. He a black quarterback that's been screwed on.
The goodness of the quarterback definitely got to really overpower how good that young quarterback future is. You know what I'm saying? And when you weigh it up,
the upside,
Tyrod Taylor,
he didn't hit his ceiling. Herbert's, you don't know what you got.
No, but you got to see, like, the stuff you was gonna get out of Tyrod Taylor don't outweigh the price you gotta pay to get this rookie in and get experience. You get what I'm saying? Like, it's got to really outweigh. Like, he's really got to be a good. Like, it's got to be a situation where you know this quarterback can take you to the promised land.
We watching the highlights of that game last night. Everybody was praising him. You see that ball right there?
Yeah.
That's a 64-yard bomb to Mike Williams that they just didn't even cover.
I mean, before I that, all that.
Listen. Before that, it's a 49-yard, and I know this because I looked it up to make talking points. It's a 49-yard pass to Guyton. You take those two busted coverage plays away.
He ain't done nothing.
He's 19 for 40-something for 160 yards.
I mean, I get it, but you still got to see.
Okay, what happened on that play right there? The last play of the game, what happened?
So you telling me.
No, just answer that question. What happened on the last play of the game?
Dude didn't reach out for the first down. Yeah.
Quarterback throw the ball back here.
Yeah, okay. I mean, okay. I get it.
The play before that.
No, I get that.
No, did you watch those?
Quarterback, he's not going to make perfect throws.
Okay, I understand that. But y'all are praising this guy. Let him earn our praise.
No, you don't earn shit. Once they draft you high like that, you get in that spot.
Throw him in the fire.
Yes, no matter who is over there in the way that you got to take out.
We signed, we paid for him, throw him in there.
Yeah, you seen that. That goes back to the Seattle day.
If you was the coach.
That goes back to the Seattle day. Seattle had just signed Flynn.
Yeah, stop.
Got Russell Wilson. Seen how good Russell Wilson was. Guess what? We just paid this man $35 million for 2 years or something like that. As a starter. Oh, you got to go. Russell Wilson, get in. But that's a black quarterback that got booted, that booted a white quarterback out.
True.
Same thing, same scenario.
Okay. That's a good point. I got one for you, too. So, that's a good point. Flynn was garbage. And he played like garbage in the preseason. And Russell Wilson played like Russell Wilson. And Russell Wilson took that job. Everybody in the nation said, that boy got to be starting. He took that job. And Matt Flynn played so bad.
Tyrod Taylor is garbage. Just like Flynn is garbage. So, what are the prices
now,
you're going
to
pay?
He got a good point. Now, I know.
That's the same thing.
But I got a juggernaut. I got a tiebreaker for him. We watched the same game last night that Tyrod didn't play in.
Maybe Tyrod might have won that game.
Was Tyrod even out there? Because I didn't even see him on the sideline.
No, I ain't seen him.
So, the game that Tyrod didn't play in last night, you got to play the young guy because the young guy got the upside, right?
Yes, that's what it's about.
So Drew Brees needs to be benched for James Witness is what you're saying?
No, that's not the same thing.
I ain't saying it's the same exact thing. No. I'm asking you the philosophy that you're using.
No.
Yes, yes, yes. You know what I'm
doing. No, I'm going to tell you why it ain't the same.
No, I know it's the same, but the philosophy
you're using. But I'm going to tell you why it's not even comparable.
Drew Brees is a Super Bowl winning quarterback?
No.
What?
Because James Winston is the same shit that Tyrod Taylor is. He's garbage. He's garbage, man. You're going to put that guy in, and you're going to get the same results you got in Tampa Bay.
Hey, y'all already here first. My best friend, he don't like black quarterbacks.
No.
He got something against him, I think.
No.
Why every black quarterback? You got an issue with him, B.A.?
I don't have an issue with him.
Come on, man.
I don't have an issue with every Lamar, black quarterback. I love Russell Wilson.
You are Skip Bayless.
I love Russell
Wilson. You are Skip Bayless hater.
I love Russell Wilson.
On Lamar Jackson. You a hater.
No, Lamar Jackson is a division rival. I'm going to hate on him.
No, you just flat out hate on that dude.
No, I'm going to hate on him. I'm a Pittsburgh Steelers fan. He is a Raven. I'm going to hate on him. Every chance I get.
Your top five quarterback?
I told you. I was being honest with that. He's definitely not a top five quarterback. quarterback.
MVP and top five quarterback.
No. And you know he ain't.
I'm just asking you. This is you. I'm just saying.
Listen, I'm going to tell you something. Man, that dude plays so bad Sunday.
Lamar.
Lamar plays.
Man, so no, we ain't talking about Lamar today. We ain't doing
but
it.
But I'm just saying.
My
point. They won, but he didn't Mack. Have nothing to do with it.
Kenny Mack, Joey Moe, y'all here?
He didn't have nothing to do with it.
The quarterback had nothing to do with team winning. Come on, man.
He didn't, man. Come he played man. Terrible Sunday.
Come on, man. My point is with the Drew Brees situation, is Drew Brees done?
Man, Drew Brees was done 3 years ago.
Is Jameis Winston a better option to push the ball down the field and move that offense than Drew Brees?
Yes.
Should Jameis Winston, with your philosophy, have gone in that game at the halftime last night?
No.
Why not?
Because, for once, the Saints don't even have down the field receivers.
Woo! Saints fans, welcome to the party.
They don't have down the field receivers.
So basically,
Michael Thomas is their best receiver,
and he runs slants.
Slants, 10 yard routes at the most. Wow. Emmanuel Sanders is the same version of him.
No.
Blow
the top off.
Speed. No, Emmanuel Sanders used to be blow your top off.
Maybe just blowing off top last year in San Francisco. What you talking about?
No. Listen to me. I had the man in Pittsburgh. The man had not fell out when he
did. Oh, here we go. I forgot. Anybody that used to play with the Pittsburgh Steelers is a bum when they leave the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Of course.
That's it. You got to stop doing that, man.
No.
You got to stop doing that.
He's not. Man, the man 35 years old.
LeBron 35.
We talking about basketball, not football. We talking about football, not basketball.
Man, Lita, why you do that, man, when somebody play with the
Steelers? He's not blowing no top off no defense, man, at no 31, 32 years old.
Anybody used to play with the Steelers, anybody lead the Braves, all the man, come on, man.
32 years old, you talking about somebody blowing the top off.
Hey, man, that boy's still fast, man.
Man, stop, man.
Drew Brees cannot, like,
throw it 20 yards downfield.
I'm going to tell you what happened last night to me. The Chargers, as good as they are on the perimeter and stuff, that secondary just flat out laid down when they got that lead.
Look.
They laid down, man. I was saying to myself, I said, they're trying their best to lose this game. No, they weren't trying to lose it, but I said, they're going to lose the game because they're not doing nothing. And Drew Brees is picking them apart, throwing the ball to the same pick. Like what Brees, kind of defense were they playing?
Drew Brees.
Press all day on Drew Brees. He can't throw the ball over the top of you.
Drew Brees lucky. Drew Brees lucky that he playing a dome for 8 games. Because if he get any slight wind.
Up.
Any slight wind.
Outdoors he getting scarred up.
Yeah, he can't play. That's why
he's not. Scarred
that's
up.
Why all these years the Saints ain't even the same team when they play outdoors.
Sure.
They not. Like in playoffs. When they, you know how Reggie they
Bush,
reputation.
Reggie Bush did that team that had 06, they were good, went to Chicago, got blasted.
They never are the same team.
Eric played right early like a Lansbury going the other way with the ball.
He's a dumb quarterback, man. Yeah. And that ain't by black or white. It's not by black or white.
No, I'm not saying that's black and white. But
no, but I'm saying, like, with Jameis Winston, the reason why I say they might have could have benched Brees, but he going to still be the starter next week.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? Maybe in that scenario.
But what I'm saying is my point in that philosophy.
He just didn't have it last night.
In that philosophy. He didn't have it night before that.
No, I'm saying he didn't have it last night early.
Yeah.
For sure.
I agree.
But they let him play through and he made enough plays to win.
He is afforded that opportunity to come out the second half and make up for his first half because he earned it. I get that.
But the reason why I say Jameis Winston, it's not, you know what you're getting when you bring him in the game.
Yeah, you don't score, you don't get some turnover.
Yeah, it could be feast or famine.
Yeah. I, for the last 3-4 years, have had a front seat at Jameis. And if you put Jameis in a dome 8 times a year.
Now, dome ain't got nothing to do with his problems.
No.
Decision making. It's his problem.
That's it. But if you put him in that dome 8 times a year.
Yeah.
Say right where they want to be at. I'm going to tell you that now. He going to push that ball down the field. I don't care what's happening.
Yes, he going to do that.
The development with Sean Payton behind Breeze. Yeah, you don't know what his development's been, but I'm telling you, he going to push that ball.
And if he plays enough defense. I know you want Jameis Winston to get a shot. I know you do.
Ooh, man.
But I don't believe in Jameis Winston. And
it's not about me believing in Jameis. It's just the fact that I know he can push that ball down the field.
Yeah, but they don't have the receivers to push it down to in New Orleans. It ain't like they got no speed merchants over there.
Who can New Orleans beat, man?
New Orleans is... They not beating the Buccaneers no more.
Rap.
They not beating them.
Rap. Catching hell with Carolina.
Yeah, I don't see the Saints doing nothing this year. Like
feast on the Falcons. That's it.
I mean, they might can squeeze in the playoffs.
That team last
night. But I don't think they're going to beat the Buccaneers no more.
That team last night, who they beating?
I don't know, man.
Who they beating?
They going to find a way to win some games because the coach, offense coordinator.
Will be the
coach. Nah, they ain't beating nobody in no playoffs like
that's
that.
That's what I'm saying. But that's who you got to be able to beat.
They're not beating none of them type teams.
That's who you got to be able to beat.
Nah, they ain't beating nobody like that. No, it's over. Man.
Drew Brees will finish out this year. He signed for 2 years, didn't he?
I don't know, man.
But man, look, like Father Time has caught him and bit him on the ankle and held on. Mm-hmm. Like, it was hard to watch that man see. I was like, God, that's really Drew Brees out here like this. Did you see how many throws he threw straight into the carpet in that first half?
Yeah, I mean he trying to dump the ball over the linebacker's head.
The man barely could walk off the field after the game. You see that? You see that limp he had?
Man, he got like a hump in his back, man.
Man, he built for it anyway.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know, man.
Saints fans, man.
It's like his back bothering him or something. You don't get that when he throw? Like, lately I've been getting that. Yeah, it's like his back hurting him or something.
You think it's the shoulder?
It could be the shoulder, too, now.
That's what, because it's old and toe up now. So
yeah, it could be that shoulder.
I don't know. All right, another thing about the New Orleans Saints. What's this Taysom Hill thing?
What you mean?
What? I don't like it. Yeah. And for the money you pay that guy, get him a position. Get him on the field.
He on the field.
No, they
third down.
Taking Drew Brees out, putting him in on third down. Who got that position? Where they come from?
They got that type of shit going on. Man.
You don't get mad at the Saints every time you watch them play. You see Taysom Hill going in the game. And the defense is like, they looking at everybody but Taysom Hill. That quarterback run for touchdown last night, it wasn't a set of eyeballs on him.
Nah, I mean, I get it.
But you know he coming in the game, the action is going to be with him.
Yeah, I know.
Every time.
Yeah, I know.
If but Kamara.
That threat, he can throw it.
No, I know he can throw it. But B.A.
It's a different look.
The action. Okay, he can throw it, but the action is on him. They looking for him to throw. I'm like, he is looking to run first. Flat out. Not the other way around. He looking to run. Mm-hmm. I just don't get that, man. I don't understand it. And last night, they took Drew Brees out the game when they had a scoring opportunity. Was it after the turnover thing? Yeah. They took him out the game on third down and put Taysom Hill in there.
That's how I remember.
Man, what they doing, man? What are they doing? And your boy got ate up last night.
Who?
Ain't nobody talking about that. Lattimore got ate up last night.
Man, Lattimore ain't. Man,
got ate up.
Lattimore's an overrated guy, too, man.
Got ate up last night, Calvin Ramsey. Got ate up.
He always getting ate up.
Got ate up.
Man, that dude ain't. He had that one good year.
That rookie year. Yeah, ate up, man. I'm talking about ate up.
Yeah, well, after that rookie year, man.
When you see a mofo get 3-4 plays on him in one game, that's a bad night.
Yeah, that's what he do. I mean,
you get beat one time in the game, he supposed to be hardcore the rest of the game, HBA.
Yeah.
He got lit up. He got lit. This man say, don't put Jameis in. Keep playing Drew. Drew Brees finish the season? As a starter for the New Orleans Saints.
Yeah.
You think?
Oh, yeah.
Barring injury?
He ain't got, they don't have no chance.
You got Jameis over there.
Nah, man.
Man, why you against Jameis, man? Because of interceptions?
Yeah, man, I don't like
he ain't throwing none this year.
But listen, because he ain't got in there.
He ain't throwing none of this shit.
Listen, I just don't like receivers. I don't like quarterbacks that turn the ball over all the time. And you know how I am. I'd be skeptical on Big Ben.
So you like Lamar. He don't turn it over.
No.
He don't turn it over?
I do want him to throw to a wide receiver, though.
What, check down the tight end, running back, all day long? I get that. Drew Brees doing it?
Nah, he throw to Michael Thomas all game. Stop. Man, Drew Brees did make one deep throw to Cook, though. Yeah, he made one big deep throw.
No, he did.
Deep post route to Cook, yeah.
Yeah. He threw a touchdown.
No.
He threw a lob ball, and he threw a touchdown with no coverage. I don't even count them passes. Mm-hmm. When dude broke off the field, ran like a he ran like a post, but he kept running across the field and nobody covered him. You don't remember that play? Mm-hmm. Just lob it up. You could do that touchdown, right?
Yeah, but he did throw it deep down the field though.
You could throw that touchdown right now today, right now at this moment. If nobody's covering nobody. Just throw it to him. Mm-hmm. Father Time is undefeated, man.
Of course.
New Orleans Saints, 8-8 at best. We out.